If you have a question for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith, stay tuned. We'll have our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
In this, our Understanding the Scriptures segment, we're in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 13, and right there at verse 1, Dave. So let me start there. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manion, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted.
Let me stop right there. Tom, again, we get a reminder. This is not fiction. This is history. It's naming these people.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make this up. And the book of Acts was written by an eyewitness. It's factual. It's not just philosophy. And although there is much teaching and doctrine in the Bible, much of it, a great deal of it, in fact, is historical fact about real places, real events, and real people. So it cites the names. And, Tom, you could ask, some critic might ask, well, why does it? We don't even know these names anymore. Who are these people? That's, well, that's the very reason that it does this. Now, if you want to check it out through history, find the references, other references to these people and mm-hmm. so forth, you find that the Bible is a factual book.
Sure, you have the name Herod and his position, Tetrarch.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that's been an issue of controversy down through history about, well, was there even a position called Tetrarch and mm-hmm. so on? But historically, it's proven.
Definitely.
Verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas, and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. Holy Spirit, guiding and directing mm-hmm. lives. You know, Dave, we're given lots of examples through the Scripture of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. being involved in people's lives, guiding and directing and so on. Can that happen today?
Well, before we get to that part of the question, Tom, let me point out that, you know, there are a lot of people today who do not believe in the Trinity. Now, if you believe in the Trinity, the Quran says you go straight to hell. So no Muslim can believe in the Trinity. The Jews, unless they've come to faith in Christ, they do not believe in the Trinity.
Why is that? The Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Old Testament?
But, Tom, they like to say, well, the Holy Spirit is kind of like a force, like a power. But here, the Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.
So sounds very personal.
You have to be called by the Holy Spirit. I say, well, Tom, I'm tempted to go into a talk about the Trinity, but
We haven't done it in a while.
We haven't.
Hmm.
Well, Tom, I meet people at conferences. I meet people who call themselves Christians. Well, actually, I was just sat down with a lady who was a Jehovah's Witness in New York a couple of weeks ago, and I think I delivered her. That was her final rejection, you know, of the gospel. Well, the Trinity, you know. So I explain very quickly. There are three basic concepts of God. On the one hand, you have that God is a single being. You've got unity, but no diversity. On the other end of the scale, you have polytheism. There are many gods. So you've got diversity, but no unity. There's no one God to pull this thing together. What do I mean by unity, but no diversity? Well, Allah, of course, is one single individual. The Quran says, say not three. Allah is one. Mm-hmm. Well, if that were the case, then before Allah, if he were the creator, before Allah created any beings, or before Jehovah of the Jews created any other beings, he was incomplete. He had unity but no diversity. No one to fellowship with, to commune with. He couldn't experience love and so forth. The Bible presents the true God as one God, but three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father loves the Son, has committed all things into his hand. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And there are certain functions of these. And the Holy Spirit is the one who guides and directs, although they are one. They all work together. Now, if you went to Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But the word there in the Hebrew is Elohim. That's a plural form of El, which is God. So why doesn't it say, in the beginning, God's created the heaven and the earth? Because the verb is singular. It'd be like saying, we is, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't say that. Then you get a little farther in Genesis, let us make man in our image. Okay? So you cannot escape the fact that all through the Old Testament you have both singularity and plurality. You have diversity and unity. For example, at the burning bush, who was it that presented himself to Moses? Elohim, it says, came. That means gods. But when Moses asks, what is your name? Elohim doesn't say, we are that we are, or we is that we is. He says, I am that I am. And this is God's name. Okay? Now, if you went to Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, it's inescapable. This is called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Okay? Every Jew, if they've gone to Hebrew school at all, they learn that. They memorize that. Well, see, it says he's one Lord. In the Hebrew, it says, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Elohim, is one Yahweh. But the word for one is Echad. It doesn't mean a single individual. It means a unity. So, for example, in Genesis 2:24, where God created Eve out of Adam's rib, and he brought the two together, it says the two became Echad, one flesh. Or in 2 Samuel or other places, you read of a group of soldiers who came together, became Echad, one troop. So it's a unity, and you cannot escape it. All through the Old Testament, we have Elohim, gods, presented as a unity, Echad, one God, three persons, okay? There are many philosophical and theological reasons for that. For example, when Christ died on the cross, sometimes people say, well, if he was God, who was running the universe when he died? Well, it wasn't the Father who died. It wasn't the Holy Spirit who died. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. But anyway, you cannot escape it. You must have unity and diversity in the Godhead. Mm-hmm. And either end of the scale, polytheism or this one, lonely God, it doesn't work. The Bible presents Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So it was the Holy Spirit.
Well, Dave, let me just add on to that. What you've done is you've used reason and logic. In other words, what you stated is not irrational. It's not illogical.
Mm-hmm.
It's good reason. God says, come, let us reason together. Right. But you can't comprehend it. Neither can I.
Right. Tom, we don't know what a soul is. We don't know what a spirit is. We don't know what gravity is. So we don't. How can we explain God? So the fact that we can't explain Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But let me just quickly, I don't know that we've mentioned it before. Way back in the 30s when I was a boy, there was a man named Dr. Wood who wrote a book called The Secret of the Universe. He said, look, if God is a triune being and he created this universe, we ought to see his fingerprints somewhere. Let's take a look. Well, what do you know? The universe is made out of space, matter, and time. Three things. How about that? What do you know? Each one of them is divided into three. Space is length, breadth, and height. Furthermore, each one is separate and distinct. The length isn't the width, and the width isn't the height. But if you draw enough lines lengthwise, you take in all the space. So although they're separate and distinct, yet each one is the whole. Okay? Well, let's go to time. What do you know? Past, present, and future. And in this case, it gets more interesting. One of them is visible. Two are invisible. You don't see the past. You don't see the future. You only see the present. Tom, I won't go on with this, but I could go into matter, energy, motion, phenomenon. It gets a little more complicated when you get into that. But now, this is not an analogy for the Trinity. And yet, we see this reflected. What about man? Body, soul, and spirit. one is visible, the body, soul and spirit, invisible. And then you begin to look at the characteristics of the soul and the spirit and so forth. Well, Tom, I don't think it's a coincidence, okay? So, in fact, Jesus said, you don't believe in the Trinity, you're not saved. Mm-hmm. Second epistle of John, he says, if you don't have the Father, you don't have the Son. You don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. So, anyway, it was the Holy Spirit who said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Mm-hmm. And as you said, only God talks like that.
Right. Personal God, not a power, not a force, mm-hmm. but a person.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Would you like to expand your knowledge of God's Word? We offer a wide variety of items that will greatly assist you. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our internet website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on tape or compact disc, ask for program number 1506. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll begin a new series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, When Will Jesus Come? And Will Jesus Actually Return to the Earth? In Religion in the News, Learning Scripture Through Yoga. We'll take a look at that story and address the question, do we die because of Adam's sin? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.